Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary is an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. That's right. Millennials in the previous millennia, last century. He's the founder of the Financial Seminary, which is a nonprofit investment ministry. He's the author of a bunch of books, including Look Up America, including Faithful Finances 101 and Wisdom from Sir John Templeton. That's one of my favorites. That's his first book. He's our good friend, Gary Moore. Welcome back.
Good to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Spiritual Investments from what was the original title? Spiritual Investments from the life of Sir John Templeton, I think. Is that it?
Yeah, the book's called Spiritual Investments, but it's wisdom I gathered from Sir
there
John
you go.
Templeton.
My copy is almost destroyed. I've spent so much time in it. Hey Gary, there's a big event that happens in Switzerland every year, in January of every year, called Davos. In Davos, Switzerland,
yep.
They call it, it's just called Davos now. And political and big business muckety-mucks go over and they get together, and the media's there, and you know, they have meetings and they talk and they brag and they lie and they come up with ideas and it's an interesting thing to cover. I know you contemplate these folks. I do too. I kind of pay attention to what goes on over there. What do you think came out of the Davos meeting this year?
A whole lot the same. I would say a little stronger emphasis on two of its primary concerns. I caught the end of your last segment, and you know, we in here in the States politically, we debate socialism and capitalism, and that's an important debate. But the world, and especially Davos, seems to think the more important question is what kind of capitalism are we talking about?
Right.
These people are almost always capitalists. When you have to attend, you have to run a $5 billion company.
Yeah.
And that's pretty large. So it's mostly big business kind of stuff.
It's all big, yeah.
Yeah.
Presidents and CEOs.
I'm sorry, Jim.
Kings and presidents and CEOs.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's like. You know, the average guy doesn't just show up at a Swiss ski resort. I think there's 11,000 people there or something mm-hmm. like that. But the average person has to pay $20,000 to even attend and get to look at these guys, much less speak and all of that. So it's a bigwig kind of thing. But what this the people around the world and the organizers of Davos basically believe that what we need, one of their primary concerns in the world is income inequality.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hearing some of that here in the States.
But that's not capitalism, reason. That's socialism.
Well, they don't see it that way, Jim. What they see is more of a in-between, a third way, if you want to use
yeah.
that word, which has been used by economists in London and so on. And what the people in Europe believe is you can have private ownership and keep government relatively minimal if the corporations care about their employees, about the small business people they deal with, and so on, the environment.
So they're rolling Milton Friedman and Adam Smith under the bus.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. Milton Friedman, if you're listeners don't know, was a Nobel economist who famously said the only purpose of a business, meaning big corporations, is to make money for the stockholders.
Yeah.
That's
shareholders.
Stockholder
shareholder is prime.
What Davos is about is shareholder capitalism. They believe all of us, whether you're a supplier to these big corporations or a customer of them or whatever, should care about their needs and not just the needs of the stockholders.
Well, and I want to say this, Gary, as we go to a break, because I want you to pick up on that when we come back after the break.
All right.
I want to say that I think corporate America and Wall Street has gotten upside down and they've created this problem. They could have always done a better job of taking care of their people. But unadulterated greed and power has caused corporate America to lose its way, and they've corrupted
That's
capitalism.
Exactly what they say.
And I want you to come back. We're going to talk about that. You and I are going to discuss it and debate it and argue about it after the break. Where are we going, folks? Socialism, capitalism, somewhere in the middle? What's that going to look like after the break? 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.